It is 29 minutes after the hour, and social media seem to be quieting down, according to data from the web analytics firm Zigna Labs, which analyzes conversations and tracks key influencers. Misinformation posted online about election fraud has decreased 73% since President Trump was suspended from Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms. Twitter also banned more than 70,000 accounts associated with false information from QAnon on January 11th. Zignal notes that hashtags supporting insurrection at the U.S. Capitol are down 95%. This is Monday on First Light.
Cuomo News Radio Podcasts. From news to politics, health to fitness. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app and visit comonews.com/podcast for the full podcast lineup. Stay connected. Stay informed. Cuomo News. Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's news station, Cuomo News.
It's good to have you with us to start this Monday morning. Coming up, we'll take a look back at protests or the lack thereof in our state capitol as we get close to Inauguration Day this week. More on that, we'll check traffic and weather in about 4 minutes. First, ABC News at 4:30.
The 25,000 National Guard troops who will be patrolling Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day are all being vetted thoroughly to prevent any sort of attack within the ranks, officials say. Today, there will be an inauguration run-through. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris officially resigns from the Senate today as well. As for the president-elect, he is preparing for his first official day as president. What might we see?
As soon as he can get into the Oval Office, I think you can imagine him signing on the dotted line where he can reverse and rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. He wants to reverse President Trump's so-called Muslim ban. He's talked a lot about wanting to inspire a national plan of everyone wearing masks. I think that gets to a larger vision he has for the federal government kind of reasserting itself across the country.
ABC News Deputy Political Director Mary Alice Parks. The country hitting 400,000 coronavirus deaths. Many doctors believe it's possible we'll hit 500,000 by mid-February. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cuomo News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good morning. It's 4:31 Monday morning with cloudy skies in downtown Seattle. Temperatures 44 degrees. We may see a little sunshine later on today. Good morning. I'm Greg Hirschold, and here's what's happening. In Olympia over the weekend, hundreds of National Guard members were on duty to protect the campus in the event of violent protests, which were feared. This man was one of the few who showed up.
Illegal things here, but we're also making the statement, our system works, so let's let it work. So let's have our fights inside that building with words, not around the building with clubs and fists and guns.
Chris Loftus with the State Patrol said initial intel suggested potential armed rallies converging on the Capitol at noon. No threat ever materialized.
There's no situation that we're aware of in any of the 50 capitals that is any different from what you're seeing here.
But authorities statewide aren't letting their guard down in this heightened police presence leading up to Inauguration Day extends beyond the Capitol campus. In Olympia, we're told they've added extra officers through the weekend. And on Saturday in Seattle, police took no chances bringing out the bomb squad when a 34-year-old man told authorities he had a bomb in his truck parked next to the FBI headquarters.
That's Cuomo's Patrick Quinn with that story. And also at the Capitol, there was a small group, but it was mostly calm. And here's what one man's message was.
Stop the steal, Joe Biden, traitor, liar, thief.
John Hess is the only one who's shown up to protest outside the Capitol building. And on Saturday, only a handful of peaceful demonstrators showed up to Olympia.
Pull them this way!
Federal authorities warned of potential armed protests this weekend at state capitals nationwide, led by people upset about President Trump's loss in the election. Authorities did not want to see a repeat of the siege at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and the security breach at Governor Inslee's mansion last week.
I organize rallies. People show up.
Joey Gibson is the founder of Patriot Prayer, one of several groups that decided against coming to the Capitol this weekend.
Well, I just didn't feel like it would accomplish anything, number one. And number two, there's people that are trying to hijack these rallies right now.
Gibson says he isn't exactly sure who these people are.
As Cuomo's Jonathan Cho reporting from the state capitol. We learned over the weekend that Seattle's interim police chief has fired an officer for making a racist remark about a black man last year. The case arose after three officers reported their colleagues comments. Last March, the officer and three others had responded to a trespassing call at a North Seattle hospital, and it led them to remove a black man. Days later, while the officers were waiting to pick up a meal, the now fired officer allegedly referred to the black man as Kunta Kinte, a central character in author Alex Haley's 1976 novel Roots. The unnamed officer was fired in November. The Seattle Times reported the firing yesterday based on records released by the city's police watchdog, the Office of Police Accountability. Como News Time 434. Time to check the drive this morning, early on a Monday morning. And here's Teray Stefan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Well, we're checking out the drive in Federal Way, northbound I-5. We're cruising on the scene of a crash, blocking two right lanes. This is just south of State Route 18. Fortunately, no delays as you're approaching the scene there. Checking out drive times, Federal Way into downtown Seattle. No delays for about a 25-minute drive. And heading southbound from Federal Way into Tacoma. No delays for a 9-minute drive. Our next Como traffic at 444.
Let's get the forecast for you now with Como meteorologist Abby Acone.
Fog is expected to form overnight as temps drop down to the mid-30s in some spots, low 40s elsewhere. Bear in mind there could be isolated cases of freezing fog, but it's really difficult to pinpoint at this point in time. But get ready for pockets of reduced visibility and even slick spots in some areas. High temps as we go into your MLK day in the mid to upper 40s with afternoon sunshine. Once that fog clears, similar trend on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Abby Acone in the Como Weather Center.
Mostly clear skies on the coast at Quileute, 37 degrees there, 42 degrees in Olympia. There is some fog there, and also in Shelton, it's 44 under cloudy skies at SeaTac Airport. Como News Time, now 4:36. Seattle Children's Hospital is bringing in a big name to review its policies and practices surrounding institutional racism, equity, and inclusion. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. The Seattle Times reporting that the appointment follows the November resignation of Dr. Ben Danielson, a well-liked pediatrician who cited what he called institutional racism for his departure. Many local leaders and residents called on Children's to engage in an external investigation. A new variant of COVID-19 has been confirmed here in the Northwest, and doctors are worried it could lead to more cases and hospitalizations. More about that from Como's Nick Popham.
It's faster spreading and causing more alarm to most folks in the medical field.
It is not a time to let off the brakes.
Because for people like Cassie Sauer with the State Hospital Association, this new variant of COVID-19 is now officially in the Pacific Northwest. To health experts, this is the last thing they wanted to see.
Adding strains that spread more readily to our outbreak will be like throwing gasoline on a COVID-19 wildfire.
And it's a wildfire that's already caused issues for so many and has left every region in our state in phase one.
That spread could be happening faster, but we are seeing a higher number of cases.
But even with the new variant and that high case count, the state as a whole is close to reaching all four metrics in the governor's Healthy Washington plan. While some regions are worse off than others, on average across Washington, the only metric we haven't achieved is a 10% decrease in hospital admissions.
Now to the latest numbers. The State Department of Health confirming nearly 4,000 new cases of the virus since the last report. That brings the statewide total to nearly 290,000, and 188 more people have had to be hospitalized. And as more doses of the vaccine become available, some people are choosing not to get it. And that raises an interesting question, as we hear from medical reporter Liz Bonus.
Employment attorneys now say it is one of the top questions they are getting asked. If I don't choose to get the vaccine, can my employer make it mandatory to return to work?
Well, it's very complicated. The short answer is that yes, employers may require employees to get vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine.
For healthcare workers, perhaps nursing home workers or others, those who don't get the COVID-19 vaccine may be a real threat or danger to those around them. That's the basis employment attorney Faith Whitaker says your workplace can use to require the COVID-19 vaccine.
But there needs to be some exceptions for medical or religion.
That said, however, if most people step up, this might never be mandatory. However, in early surveys so far, many states report what Ohio has found.
And what we found is, for example, the nursing homes. We're seeing only about 40% of the people who work in nursing homes are taking the vaccine.
But just because the vaccine can be mandatory, right now business advisors, even for medical personnel, say that doesn't mean it should. You see, the FDA has only given emergency use authorization for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. So these leaders admit,
when there's clear evidence and months of data collection to demonstrate that this is a safe vaccine, in future periods of time, and maybe even in future years, it may become mandatory. It depends.
In the meantime, those advising employers say education and perhaps a few other steps might be a better way to get more people to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
For employers, they need to have thorough assistance from counsel and advice from counsel to understand their risks and then also see whether or not it makes sense operationally to require that. And maybe if they don't require it, they could provide incentives for encouraging it.
Now, this is likely going to be an ongoing legal debate. The hope, of course, is that enough of us will step up to get it that are comfortable so we get herd immunity. That means about 70% of us would have to be vaccinated, which does mean we still have a ways to go. I'm medical reporter Liz Bonus.
Como News Time 439. A man was found dead after a Sunday morning a fire in an apartment complex in Everett. This happened at the Parkside Apartments on West Casino Road shortly after midnight yesterday morning. When firefighters got there, they say smoke was pouring out of the place. A mattress was on fire in the bedroom. The man and a cat were found dead inside. Investigators believe that a cigarette may have caused that mattress fire. You don't need a Discover Pass to visit any of our state parks today. And any National Park Service sites that charge entrance fees are also offering free admission today in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. If you plan to take advantage of the free day, the Parks Department reminds you to recreate responsibly, hike only with members of your household, practice social distancing, and wear a face covering when passing others on busy trails. Como News Time 440. Now to the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk and Dave Lewis.
It's a classic quarterback matchup. So far, Tom Brady has a touchdown pass, a three-yarder to Mike Evans. Drew Brees does not. Jameis Winston has thrown one for New Orleans. They're tied at 13 now in the third period. Winner moves on to take on Green Bay and the conference championship game. In game one, Kansas City reaches the AFC title with a win over Cleveland, final of 22-17. Patrick Mahomes threw for 255 yards and a scoring pass to Tyreek Hill before leaving with a concussion in the second half. Finishing up was Chad Henne, and for Andy Reid, his eighth trip to a conference championship game. Women's college basketball, top-ranked Stanford no longer undefeated. A loss at Colorado, final of 77-72 in overtime. And Washington State loses in overtime to UCLA 68-66. Sports at 10 and 40 past the hour. I'm Dave Lewis, Como News.
And coming up next, we'll check traffic and weather. Como News Time, 441.